You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
We're talking about weird, bizarre pet stories, the unbelievable things that they've been known to do. And I have to, before we get to calls, we got people patiently holding. I do have to tell you, I always wondered, from the moment I heard the story, I wondered if it was BS. But we had a woman in our sales department probably, I don't know, 15 years ago, who swore that their dog saved her husband's life. She says that, you know, dogs always stick their nose in your crotch. And she said their dog was that kind of dog, would come up and stick. But for a while, the dog started going up to her husband and would stick his nose right up against his stomach, like in his abdomen, and kept doing it. And the husband's like, get out of here, what are you doing? And the dog kept doing it. And so just out of curiosity, and I swear, I'm just telling the story. I don't know if it's true or not, but she swore it was true. Just out of curiosity, the husband went to the doctor and did a checkup, and they diagnosed him with kidney cancer.
Whoa.
And then they did treatment, and he was cured and all that other stuff. And then the dog never paid attention again to his stomach. Went back to put his nose in his crotch.
That's a good dog.
And she swore that they say, you know, the doctor says, your dog saved your life. And have you heard about animals that they say can sniff that out?
They detect it,
There's dogs that, they have service dogs that they're like kids who get seizures. There's like a chemical that they release a little beforehand, and they'll train these dogs to actually smell that, and so they'll start barking so they know that this kid's about to have a seizure.
Stuff is wild. Here's here's Brad on the phone. Brad, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
What can you tell us about in a nutshell?
Well, our family fosters for the Dumb Friends League, and we normally get cats or puppies, but on one occasion they gave us this pair of baby rats.
Rats!
And, yeah, we weren't real thrilled with that, but so we get this pair of little rats, and we'd had them for a couple of days, and the cage that they gave us was a little decrepit. So one morning we wake up, and my daughter is frantic because one of the rats has escaped.
Yeah.
So it was a snowy morning, and we were looking all around, couldn't find it. I go outside, and there's footprints in the snow beneath the vent for the gas fireplace.
Okay.
And so we figured out that the rat had escaped, gone up the little screen on the gas fireplace, gone into the vent, inside the fireplace, out the vent, outside, dropped, and had escaped and was going. So we followed the tracks. They went around the house, up on the fence, out, and into our neighbor's yard. So I figured, well, that's one gone rat. So we called the Dumb Friends League very sheepishly and explained to them that we had lost their foster rat. So they come out and they give us a little humane trap to put along the house, and they said that it might come back. They often follow their same path.
Brad, so, I got to cut you short because we've got like a ton of people lined up. Tell me this. Did the rat come back?
The next morning, the rat climbed back up the house, into the vent, back down in, and was sitting in the bag of feed eating.
What?
He was just out for a booty call.
It's Friday night.
He's visiting the rabbit
out making
next door.
A bunch of little baby rats. That's
pretty good time.
Brad, thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
That's incredible.
I was really afraid for the rat for a moment, but I'm glad that ended well.
Did you guys ever read the book or see the movie The Rats of Nim?
Yeah.
N-I-M-A.
Cartoon.
The book was just a fantastic book. It's about super smart rats. So if you're a parent, get that book for your kids because it's terrific. Here's Tammy. Hi, Tammy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're great. What can you tell me?
Well, they always say that your pets know how you're feeling, and my husband wasn't feeling well one night. So he went upstairs and laid down, and our little King Charles went up next to him and laid next to him and cuddled with him and ended up puking on his arm.
Okay.
So he wasn't feeling well either, so he shared that with my husband.
That's amazing.
That's your incredible story. Get off the phone. Have a great day.
Do you have a pet rat?
You know, it's true, though. Like, yesterday I was having a sad sack night, and I was
I got to give her a Disney. I'm sorry.
No, dogs know. Like, when you're sad, they'll cuddle up with you when if you're feeling bummed or sick. It's true.
It's amazing.
The more
it's
I look back really on that call, amazing. The more I love it. Okay, here's, here's Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have an unbelievable pet story for us?
We're still waiting for one.
Yeah. you could be the first.
When I was a little girl, my mom and I had Siamese cats, and the mother had babies. So when the babies were old enough, we gave them on to a family that we knew up in Idaho Springs. And we lived in Lakewood off of Hampton and Kipling. And about 2 months later, I came home from school, and she was in the garage up on some barrels.
You're telling me the cat walked from Idaho Springs to your house in Lakewood?
How do you know it was the same cat?
Because her name was Thumper, and she knew me because we were really attached. Because Siamese cats are typically one-person cats. They bond with one person.
Yeah.
She was really skinny, and her fur was a mess. And, you know, and real matted and everything.
How long did it take that cat to get from Idaho Springs to Hamden and Kipling?
It was about 2 months.
Man.
Yeah, it's how long it take me.
It had a little bus pass.
Rename it for
Cindy, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
I don't know.
Got stuck in that traffic.
Come on.
How do you know it's the same cat?
You know.
First of all, there are not a lot of Siamese cats walking around. I mean, really, when's the last time you've seen a Siamese cat?
I saw like four or five this morning coming to work.
We have one.
Walking.
They were on the light rail.
Reading the paper.
Here's Ian. Hello, Ian. Welcome to the show.
I don't know.
Hi, how are you?
We're great.
Skeptical.
Wait till you hear Ian's story.
We said we wanted unbelievable stories. So
yeah, I've got an unbelievable story for you, may or may not believe.
Okay.
My cat, Tug, he was sick, and one night he died. And so we put him on the washer, and we went out to dig his grave. It was a 3-foot grave. And we put him in there. Well, 3 months later, he was back on the front doorstep.
Okay, Stephen
and
King.
The thing is with this cat, you know, he had 6 toes on each foot.
Yeah.
And so we thought, man, this can't be Tug. So we went out, we dug up the grave. Not one hair was in there. And we put cinder blocks so the coyotes couldn't get to it. And it was him, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Ian, come on.
There was a story, of course, out of Florida like this a few months ago where a guy buried his cat because he thought he was dead. And the cat was like, what the hell?
This is a Stephen King book, right? You know that, right?
No. I never read Stephen King.
Yeah.
I think
you're making it up, Ian.
How did the cat get out from the cinder blocks?
That's just a mystery to us.
He dug out the other side.
You know,
he's like a little Arnold Schwarzenegger cat.
There's no holes in the bag.
How's he doing today?
You put the cat in a bag.
Yeah, we wrapped him up in a towel, put him in a bag, and then we buried him.
So the towel and bag were still there?
Yes, but no cat.
But no cat.
Is he still with you today?
No, he unfortunately passed away.
Did he stay dead the second time? As far as you know.
Yes.
You know they have 9 lives. He could be coming back.
Okay. Who knows? You know, if he did, then he's probably running around.
You could have been drinking this morning and decided to call a radio station. And
Ian, thank you for participating. You have a great day, okay?
See you, buddy.
You too.
Thank you.
Shots.
He sounds very sincere.
Well, yeah, he's a good actor.
Nine lives, Jeremy.
I just want to know how the cat got out from under the cinder block.
I want to know why he had 6 toes on each foot.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.